everybody. Welcome to my podcast with the listeners. It's me again. Okay, if you guys have been listening to my podcast before, you could notice that I already spoke in Thai language, which is my native language. Because I'm Thai and I live in Thailand, but I have seen that I have some audience that are from the United States, United Kingdom, and even Indonesia, and I feel very good that you come to listen to my podcast. But in case if some of you don't understand Thai, so this is the chance for you to understand what I'm gonna speak. Okay, but I will have to let you know that I'm not very good at English, but I will try to speak and make you understand as much as you can, as much as I can speak as well. Okay, so let me introduce myself a bit. So I'm doing this podcast just like my hobby. Like, I didn't want to do it very professional because I'm not so professional, but I just love speaking and I love watching movie. I love talking. So now there is a good way to talk through podcast, so you can come to listen to what I think and what I feel about movies. So today I'm gonna talk about Thai movie, since I am Thai, but I also have a Thai movie that I really love it. I watched this movie since 2010, yes, and that time I was in high school, and this movie is about the life in high school as well. So I feel like when I watch this movie at that time, I feel great. I feel warm inside my heart because it's like romantic comedy movie and also a little bit drama. Okay, so let me introduce you about this movie. Maybe some of you guys already watched the movie or know about this movie before. The Thai name we call Sing Lek Lek Thi Liek Wa Lak, but in English name, that from what I see on internet, they say that the English name is A Little Thing Called Love. A Little Thing Called Love. Okay, so in this movie, it's about the life of people, of students in the school, and as I say, it's rom-com movie or romantic comedy movie, but also a little bit drama. Because of what? Because the movie is about love and friendship. Okay, so let me talk to you about a little bit of the movie, but I promise you that I'm not gonna spoil a lot because I really want you to go to watch it after I speak about it. Okay, so let me talk to you about the little bit of the plot of this movie. The movie is in Thailand. It's seen 2010, that time, and there was a little girl, maybe she was around like 14 years old, and she have a short hair, she had a little bit tan skin, and she wear glasses. People could think that she looked like a nerdy girl, and she lived with her friend, like three of her friends, but they were very supportive friends. So in this case, when this girl, actually her name is Nam, okay, the main character, her name is Nam, she's a girl who is 14 years old with tan skin and short hair and wear glasses with three of her friends, like in the gang, and they look nerd, but their friend also being so supportive. So Nam, in that time, people might think that she looked a bit nerdy and somehow she got bullied just because she had tan skin and she looked a bit grumpy, stuff like that. But maybe you don't understand, in Thailand or in Asia, we actually, majority of people think that if you have white skin, it means you are beautiful. But nowadays, in time change, people start to change their mind, like we value all of the colors. But in this movie, there is still the time that people still think that if you have white skin, if you are white, you are beautiful. So Nam in this movie, she kind of got bullied because she got tan skin, a little bit brown, but she fall in love with a guy who is a very, very famous guy in high school, and his name is Chon. Okay, so now I introduce you to main character. It's Nam, is a little girl who fall in love with Chon. It's a senior boy who was a famous boy in the school. Everyone know him, everyone like him, love him. No matter where he go, whenever, wherever he go, everyone will scream and were like, "Ah, Chon, you're so handsome," stuff like that. So in this case, Nam fall in love with him in somehow. And I want you to go to watch a movie so you could know why she accidentally fall in love with this man. Okay? So at that time, Nam think that she like him a lot, but she is not beautiful enough for him. Huh. That's sad, right? That's sad to think like that, actually. But as she was young and she were not like immature enough to experience things, she might think that she is really not beautiful enough. But she want to impress him. But by impressing him, she didn't just go there and tell him straight away that I like you. No. Nam start by changing herself, changing her lifestyle, changing her appearance just to be prettier. But Nam is lucky in somehow, as I mentioned you before, that she have three friends. They all are girlfriends, the female friend in the school that were very support her. They were very supporting and they always support her. So she got a bit lucky. So their friend also helped Nam to look better. Okay. So Nam is trying to try to change herself. She tried to study hard. She read so hard. She tried to change the way she looked. She tried to go to wear bracelet for her teeth to make her teeth look good. And she also tried to change the color of her skin because she want to look whiter than what she had. So in this case, Nam had to try a lot and then she will become famous later. And how she gonna famous, we have to know that it doesn't mean that Chon will like her, right? Even she get famous, but it doesn't mean we know that Chon will like her. But that's what she think. She think that if she get famous, if she is pretty, maybe Chon will like her. She want to impress him as well. So in this case, you can see maybe there gonna be some a little bit drama story that come after this. But I actually want you to watch this movie since I'm not gonna spoil more. How is this gonna be interesting for you? I would like to give you some explanation since I'm not so good in English. First of all, you will feel like you are growing up with Nam. You will start by you go in a movie and you will feel like, okay, this girl is a little girl, but you will see her improvement. The longer you watch, the longer you see her improvement, and it looks so real. When you fall in love, you have all of the energy in yourself that you don't know where it come from. Yes, you don't know where those energy come from, but you have strong energy in yourself to do things for someone that you love or you like. She got a big crush on this guy and she like him so much and she's willing to do everything. By this, I want you guys to go watch movie and see how she can improve herself, how she got to be so famous and what did she do to get so famous, and how about her friend? Do all her friends get better and get famous with her as well? It's just what you have to see in the movie. This is the interesting point. You will feel like you are growing up with her and you will feel like, oh, you see improvement, and you will feel good inside of you to see that, oh, she get better, she tries so hard. You will love how she is. She is pretty and adorable and hardworking. Okay, so in the second, you will get to see how handsome is Sean, the boy that she have a big crush on, the famous boy in the high school that time where everybody in the school like him and know him, and everyone have a crush on him, like mostly people have a crush on him because he is really handsome and he is a football player in the school. Yeah, so now you know why people kind of love a student kind of love sporty guy or musician guy that time in high school. So you will get to know Sean why Nam like him so much. It's just because he is handsome? That's it? Or it's because he have something more? Or it's because he is pretty interesting in some other way? So this case, I want you to watch too why Nam like Sean a lot and try to do everything for him. Yes. And how about another girl that like him? How can Nam will impress him over all of the girl in the school? This is what I want you to go see in the movie. You will feel good inside. As I say that, I may not speak good enough scene in English, but I want you to go and watch how much we could do for someone you like in high school. It's a little bit thing that called love. That's how movie called in English version, and I agree. So like it's something that you do is because you like someone or you love someone, and you don't know why do you have so much intention to do it. Yet it's come because of love. So we will see when Nam gonna tell Sean that she like him, and Sean we like her or not. And what about other girl in the school? How about that? And how about friendships thing? Like their friend were so supportive. Friend of Nam were so supportive. So how about them? If we keep focusing on Nam, so how about the friends? Yeah, in this movie, they are not gonna ignore about the friendship at all. Especially in high school, you have a crush on someone, and friendship are also very strong in that period. You value friendship a lot because you guys have fun, you go home, and then you come back to school and you study again. Yeah, and gonna be like some story inside the friendship too. Yes, because friendship is kind of matter a lot in people in that age. So I want you to watch too. Maybe you will feel like, how to say in English? You will feel nostalgia. You will feel like you miss yourself when you were a student in high school, when you fall in love with the famous boy, the handsome boy in the school, and how you're gonna react to them. You will. When I watched that time, I feel like I feel good because I watched around that age too. But when I grow up, I rewatch it again, and I feel great inside my heart that when I was young, when I was in high school, I also liked some guy who is handsome too, some stuff like that, you know. So this movie is not good at all. And some of my friends in Philippines, they text me and say that, oh Pulom, I watch your movie, your Thai movie, this movie, and I love a lot. And I think that, yeah, I was shocked. I was like, whoa, you guys, how could you know this movie, you know? And they like it a lot. They even remember the song of the movie. The song of the movie also beautiful song. Yes, and a little bit drama song. But I want you to go watch and tell and maybe try to tell me that what do you think about this movie, A Little Thing Called Love. Okay, so today I'm gonna speak about all this in this episode, in this podcast. I may not speak that good enough today, but I hope everyone will understand my English. I want you guys to open heart for Thai movie, and I want you to know how we study in Thailand, how is our uniform, how is our teacher, how they're gonna react, how is their activity in the school, how they're gonna do it when it's in Thailand. Because in the movie, and in my school, they are doing like the same. They were doing the same thing, like the activity, the table, the uniform. So I hope it's interesting enough for you to go to see. At least give yourself a try. Yes. Okay. So I hope that I'm gonna speak in English again. And today I speak without script. I just speak from my experience and from my feeling, and I don't have script at all. But I hope that you understand, and I hope it's kind of hit you a bit and make you feel like, oh, this movie is interesting, I should go watch. Okay. I hope that I will speak podcast. I will make a podcast with an English version again. And if you like it, and if you understand my accent, and if you want me to recommend you about Thai movie or Thai series again, feel free to hit me up. I will make this again. Okay, so in the end, I hope everyone will have a good day, a good week, a good month, a good year, a good life, a good, very good, even better, even brilliant. Okay, I hope you have a good time, and thank you for coming to listen to my podcast. It means a lot to me, and I expect to get better every time I come here. Okay, so have a great day. Bye bye.